Macy Nicole here. Pre-save my new single, Mean Girl, before it releases on April 19th. And join me in my Instagram broadcast channel for a chance to win free signed Mean Girl merch. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram and get brand new merch at themacynicole.com.
Coming up on this week's episode of Toxic Talk with Macy and Reed.
This has been your afternoon session of Toxic Talk.
Thanks. No, this ain't even been Toxic Talk. This has been fucking therapy.
Mm-hmm. This has been good. This has been nice.
Tell him you're pregnant. Tell him, talk about it.
That made me have to poop.
It's a baby kicking.
You're mean to me.
Go on, tell him.
Go on, get now.
Go on, tell him. That's what we're here for.
Go on, get.
What is this episode about?
Vegas. You said that this morning.
No, I was just saying it's something we could talk about.
Yeah. We don't have...
I don't really remember much of Vegas.
Ever since I started, like, not actually planning out sentence for sentence how these podcasts go, it just has gone downhill. Can't wear all the fucking hats.
Well,
maybe I should... Maybe it should be the Reed show and I should just produce it.
No, I'll just quit. That's too much. I'd rather just move back to North Carolina and go to the beach.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Welcome to Toxic Talk.
Don't use this. Oh, wait.
I'm Farrell Harrell.
I'm Macy Nicole. Damn it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just jump right into it then. Are you burnt out? Let me get my coffee.
No, but can you admit that season two has been long?
Yes. I'm burnt out. I'm about to sit here and say no.
I get to these things where, like, it's starting back up. It's very, very fun. But we also have when we take breaks, we have a lot to talk about. But we've made season two so long that, like, now we're just like, well.
Yeah, now we're just.
What'd you do yesterday? Well, I ate breakfast.
Yeah, like, we're super updated, I feel like, which is fine. But it's like, I don't know, if we were more of a topic based podcast, I guess, if we were more like, you know, had a team of researchers.
Let's talk about the election. I'm just playing.
Yeah, like if we did shit like that. No, don't get me started. But yeah, we're just not, I don't know. We don't have, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not
a bad thing.
I feel like I'm burnt out. I really am. But I'm burnt out in a I'll miss it again kind of way. Does that make sense? Like, but if I keep going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hate it.
Well, that's like TV shows. And like, there's always a season end to a finale to a whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Because you run out of things.
So we're calling this finale day, then we should.
Today's finale day, yeah.
It's finale day. Finale day. Fin finale.
I'm like, oh, thank God we're done for like 3 months during the summer because we get so busy. People get busy during summer too to listen to it. But in about 2 months, I'm like, damn, I wish we were filming.
I feel like we, but you know what though? We can do like, a special drop. Like today, we dropped what the episode that dropped today was the update on your marriage. It's the marriage episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do any campaigning at all. Like we talked about it, but it was while we were walking down the strip in Vegas.
Yeah.
So we didn't do any campaigning. We didn't do any, like, here's what we're going to do. We didn't do none of that.
Nope.
It's just posted. So some people don't even know.
Some people don't know.
I have the clips of it.
See, we've been slacking.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, don't look at me like you look at me like.
No, I was just thinking.
Okay. Don't make me fight you this morning. I just woke up to a text that he was here ready to. No.
Why would you fight me?
Well, who else is going to fight Matt? He'll kick my ass.
Yeah, but what did I do? You think Matt would kick your ass?
I think me, Matt, and a couple shots of tequila going head on head. I think he would win, but I think I'd get some.
I honestly thought me and Matt were going to get in a fist fight that one night. We were screaming at each other in the kitchen.
See, the problem is he's stronger than me. He would probably hit me harder. But here's the thing about me. I'm crazier. So as soon as he hits me, he thinks I'm done. I'm jumping off the bar with two beer bottles. Like,
isn't it weird that you've actually never been to jail?
Yeah.
Because you're crazy.
There's been instances where I could have, if I would have stuck around, probably.
So let me plug real quick. This is our I Am Trash. Hold on, I'm going to move the mic. This is our I Am Trash crew neck. There's also Team Reed crew necks. There's hella merch. We want to see y'all. Grab some merch. Tag us in it. We'll post you.
Tag us. Yeah. Tag me.
We want to see y'all in our merch. There's I Am Trash hats. Old Girls Girl.
Oh, yeah. That's a new one, huh?
Girls Girl came out because of the episode that dropped today, actually, the marriage. So the Girls Girl hats come out. But, yeah.
Just a girl.
So just because summer, you know, we're not going to stop any of that just because we're stopping the podcast for the summer. We are still Toxic Talk.
Yeah. And we're still coming back for season 3. This ain't the end.
This isn't the end. This is just the
like finale. We did last year. We took a break during the summer. You're busy with the kids. I'm busy drinking on a beach somewhere. We're just busy.
I feel like, too, I'm getting like, when I use the term burnout, I don't mean like in a hateful way. You know what I mean? But I feel like I'm getting into that like fall away stage where like so much kind of has to get out of the way in order to make room for like the new things that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm just kind of like shedding the ideas of what I was going to do versus where I'm actually at now. Cause you know, so much is different from how I assumed things would be in my music career and, you know, with the kids being a single mom and all that, like everything's different from what I thought it was going to be like.
Yeah.
So it's just revamping, which are you going to try to, like, be at the beach more? Or are you just going to be home?
I'm going to be at the beach way more. Probably almost, like, try to be there, like, almost every day, really.
I'm going to try to stay at my dad's beach house a lot more.
Yeah. Good. Well, I stayed here. So now that me and Macy split this apartment, I don't have to be here as much. And last summer I was here a lot, but it was too hot for Broadway. You're sweating your ass off.
Sweating your balls off.
And then the only thing I have to do is the pool.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of my people that live in this building. So yeah. It's like, you got there, there's clicks of people, and then you're just sitting there by yourself. So that wasn't that fun.
Except for that Chad guy. What is his name, Chad? Or he acted like a Chad.
Yeah, like a Chad. I don't remember his name.
I didn't love him. And then we saw him on Broadway that one night, and he was like, yeah, you follow me. And I was like, you remember that? He got so mad.
He said, yeah, like, y'all come. I can get you on the bar stool. And you were like, oh.
I was like, bitch, I can get into any fucking wear on this trip. Chill out.
Chill out, bro.
Can't stay in that van.
But yeah, I didn't really have the best time in Nashville last summer. I mean, I still went out and did things. And, you know, Boat Girl had this, the houseboat, but she's selling it when she gets back. So we won't really have the houseboat.
She's moving to Florida, right?
Selling the houseboat, staying in the camper here, and then she's trying to get somewhere that she can, like, actually, you know, she's got 2 dogs. She wants, like, a backyard. So she's trying to, like, rent a house.
Mm-hmm.
I think last time I talked to her.
I haven't seen her in a while.
She's in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bachelorette trip. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be keeping up. I'll be paying attention.
I'll be keeping up.
Well, do you have any predictions of, like, things that we'll do this summer?
Like, as far as me and you together, individually?
I mean, yeah, any kind of manifestations, like things, you know, speak it into existence. You know, I believe in that mumbo jumbo. Yeah, like, I do.
What's yours?
I'm going to play CMA Fest. I feel like we already know Key West is not happening.
Is it not?
No. Okay, let me tell that story. So, you know, Writers Fest in Key West. So the last 2 years I've been like, okay, that's my goal. Like 5-year goal. I want to be invited to play Writers Fest in Key West. Last year I got invited, but I was the last person on the list. So once they got like a big deal guy that said he would come play, they knocked me off. So I didn't go last year. This year, I don't even know what the fucking plan was. It was just like you're going to play. So go ahead and start getting ready to go. And then closer to Writers Fest, nobody has said I was going to play. And so I just was like, well, I'm not booking it. You know, I'm not booking to stay at a house in Key West for a week if I may or may not play.
Exactly.
So yeah. It's not in the cards. I'm not pissed, you know, whatever. It's on the cards to go to Key West, but I didn't already know that's not going to happen. But
so I can mark that off my to-do list.
Yeah.
Cool. Good to know.
How was that on your to-do? Or you're saying, like, just mark that off of your, like, things that are coming up?
Well, yeah, Macy.
I thought you were meaning, like, booking something.
No, probably the second option.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just, it's obviously not going to happen. Which I had been kind of frustrated with that anyway. Like, the way that was going. Without saying too much. But I've been frustrated with a lot of that. But that's okay.
I'm low-key trying to figure out what you're talking about.
The way that... how do I say it? Like, things that I have been told I'd be able to do. Are you about to start gagging?
Yeah. I'm good. I can feel it coming while you're talking. While you were talking.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's not. It's okay. Your stomach ever feels so empty, you need to eat, and then you like it feels better if you just gag.
No. Do you want a banana nut pancake?
No, thanks.
Do you want a peanut butter bagel?
No, the beer should be here soon, right? Okay. Then I put a little dents on my stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what are you saying?
I'm trying to say I've been dissatisfied with the way that like things have been going, like things I've been asked to do or invited to do, because I've had this like idea in my head of the way I want things to go, the way things should go. But I really am trying to get better about just letting things be what they will be and it not being that big of a deal. You know what I mean? So I have been dissatisfied, but
you think that's where we're like totally opposite at?
That's 100% where we're talking. That's the only time we don't get along. Is whenever it's like, here's how I feel like this should go, and here's how I think you should feel. And then it's, you don't ever act that way.
No.
So, like, even, you know, we've had, I guess this is an easy segue into this. You know, we've had conversations a few times where you've been like, you're not going to play the victim. Over the last 3 years, there's probably been 3 or 4 conversations where you've been like, okay, Macy, you're not going to play the victim here. And every time I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not what I'm doing. But that is where we differ, is to me, I'm like, you should feel the way I think you should feel. I can't believe you don't feel that way. And then you have to be like.
Is it very surprising though? I mean, because you're very like, I need to do this, 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 and this. What if we don't do this? And this doesn't lead to this. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Because guess what? It's about to be summer and I'm going to be sitting on the beach.
Yeah. And chilling. And we're going to be perfectly fine.
All's well.
All's well, but it always feels so fucking detrimental to me.
You know, me and Joe talked about that yesterday. About you, actually. The conversation wasn't you, but you got brought up. And we were talking about off time or something. And that's when I brought you up, because you put a lot of stress on yourself. She's like, you know, Macy, even on, like, we all need downtime. Downtime is when you, like, you get it together, you're peaceful. But to you, you see downside as you're not working and you're not get anything done, so you're like failing.
Yeah.
I mean, even like, let's say you're in Nashville for a week. You could be booked up, writes, playing songs, but one Wednesday you don't have anything done. You're like, I don't have anything to do today. Like, it's a waste of my time being here. I'm like, it's fucking Wednesday. You got to write tomorrow. Right. You're playing a show Friday.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what am I doing today?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Go fucking, let's go get a beer.
Yeah. Well, see, and that feels so wasteful to me. And I'm trying to get better because, like, I think the largest misinterpretation of that is that, like, people who act that way just are perfectly fine with it. But it's not. It's hard to think this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always stressed out or sad or feeling like I'm not doing a good job.
All three of the above.
But it's not that big of a deal.
Nope.
Like, I literally just on the way here yesterday, like, my anxiety was so bad. Is that what y'all were talking about? Because I talked to Joe about it. I feel like Joe goes between me and you a lot, which is great.
She does.
Because it helps us to understand each other better. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lord was like, all right, they need a buffer.
They need Joe.
Yeah.
Joe came into our lives for a reason.
She really did. But
why is she not on the pod? She's got to be on season 3.
She does have to be on season 3. I think we've just never had an opportunity to have her on.
No, she does live 3 hours away.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I was talking to her about yesterday. Like, I woke up and I was packed up. I was good to go, you know, but my brain wouldn't shut up. Like, I'm shit you not. I was standing in the shower with my face just in the water. Like, brain, please shut up. Stop. And it was just nothing but anxiety. Like, But what my thoughts were saying was like, I don't want to go record the podcast. I'm over the podcast. I put too much fucking work into the podcast. I don't want to do it anymore. It's not even what I wanted to do with my career. What am I even doing? Why do I even want to do this podcast? But then the second I snap into work mode with it, I feel fine. It's when I'm not doing something that I'm having so much fucking anxiety. See,
that's crazy. That's just how opposite we are, because you're sitting there in the shower thinking about everything to do with the podcast. And I'm sitting there like, what's fun? And then, you know, we're take a break and go on to season three. And if we decide not to, then we just don't.
Yeah, but to me, it feels so detrimental. And you know what else, too?
I'll say the fact that you said, that's not what I want to do in my career. See, I don't think of the podcast as like a career. I just think it's something we do.
Well, I think of it that way because, and that's the biggest like differential thing in thinking and processing that we have towards all this stuff. That's the number one thing where we truly just, we don't like click at all. We're not even close to the same page because you are like, okay, we're going to do it. And if we don't, we don't. And me, it's like, the way my brain processes it is like, well, I'm putting money into this. So if I don't get a return, I have failed. I have fucked up. Like if this is not successful and I've put money into it, then I've failed. But really, we're all out here just trying shit out. It's not that big of a deal. And we're blessed as hell because we have fans who have wanted to continue listening to this podcast and wanted to be a part of this, you know, and they asked for more from it. It's all totally fine.
Yeah.
I just be freaking
out. You really do be freaking out.
But I think I've struggled with this my whole life.
Oh, I don't think it's a new thing. And I'm not saying you're even wrong for feeling that way. It's just I don't.
It's just heavy feelings. And everything feels heavy to me. And I also haven't been on anxiety and depression medicine for almost 2 years now. You know?
Good for you.
And I used to be like sleeping medicine, anxiety medicine.
Jeez.
Depression medicine. Yeah, I was taking all the shit. And it was prescribed. It was not like, you know, I won't off my rocker or anything. It was
prescribed, y'all. Yeah,
it was prescribed. I wasn't off my rocker or anything. I just, like, I hated my marriage. I was stressed out. I was working. I was overworked at a job where I was underpaid at. I, like, every part of my life sucked. Except for being a mom. Being a wife was horrible. Being a homemaker was horrible. Working at the bank was horrible. I wasn't happy in my life. So I was on medicine. And now I'm not on medicine and I'm still not fucking happy.
Well, you know what's crazy though? Just thinking deeply into that. And that's, I do try to tell you sometimes in like a nicer way, like, hey, like, you know, think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you were married, you were unhappy, you had a sucky job.
Yeah.
You didn't like that job. You're so miserable. And then here we are, have an apartment. We split in Nashville. We have a podcast. We do all this cool shit. And you're like, yeah, but it's not enough.
Yeah, it's like I always have to be pushing for the worst thing. You know what? The other day, there was something about Robin Williams. And, you know, Robin Williams was like one of the top comedians, you know, and he was like known as the happiest man on earth. And he was Disney's happy guy and blah, blah, blah. And he killed himself.
He did.
And we were talking about that because Garrison asked me, my little boy asked me about him, like, you know, why would he do that? You know, wasn't he the genie? And like, I guess he had seen something on YouTube or something. And we were talking about it, and the whole time I was explaining, like, you can be the happiest person, but really it's just because you're trying to hide how, like, heavy your thoughts are in your brain and nobody knows it. The whole time I was explaining, I was thinking about myself, and I was like, damn, that's so real. I get on here, I'm happy, I'm, you know, laughing, cracking jokes, yada yada. All the time in life, I'm happy, cracking jokes, yada yada. I'm really
so amazing. Maybe we're the same. Maybe it's just easier for me to be like, oh, whatever, we don't do season three, whatever. Or if Macy doesn't want to do this anymore, cool. Or, oh, whatever, I'll go home this summer and sit on the beach because I don't want to put the pressure on it.
Yeah, you're thinking the same. Because then I get
too much anxiety and depression.
Exactly. You're thinking the same thing as me, but...
Well, we just handle it differently.
Yeah, I'm over here like, okay, it's fucking horrible.
And I'm over here like, oh, heart's beating. What if this don't take off? What am I going to do? And then I'm like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
The best way for me to deal with it is fuck it.
I think it's because I hated my life so much whenever I was so quiet about how I was feeling. So now I'm like automatically verbal about it because I think that'll change things. It does, though. Talking with you helps. And sometimes we sit here like this and just all of a sudden start talking about heavy shit on accident.
On accident.
And then I'm like,
No matter what, we really are each other's person when it comes to that.
Every time. It does not miss.
Me having a bad day, I'm like, let me call Macy. Let me talk her through it all.
It does not matter.
You think I'm being stupid? Probably.
How are you? Yeah, how are you feeling, buddy? Yeah, we're each other's person. Great job.
Oh, that was a stretch.
Yeah.
This couch is longer than I thought.
My neck still really hurts.
I slept really good up here last night.
Did you? We had a fun night last night. That was probably the best time. Just the girls.
Just the girls.
So we went out with Kirsten last night and Chloe. And Kirsten had to leave at like 11:20.
Can we talk about how funny Chloe is without like... She's not like, ha ha, in your face, but she's just funny.
She's like, and the way she says things is fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just sitting there chilling, and all of a sudden she says something funny as hell, but she says it like just like this, like monotone.
And she doesn't expect a laugh. You know the people below you?
No, she's just like...
She's just like, yeah, da-da-da-da. And you're just like...
like okay, sandwich. Yeah, they had to leave at like 11:20, you know, us old folks.
What I say walking away from the bar, I don't care what people on social media say, I love Kirsten.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, people 9 times out of 10 want to paint people to be a villain anyway, but she's not. She's a sweetheart.
She is sweet.
I love her to death. And she's so open about it, too. Like, what was it she said? She said, she threw me. I said, we were talking about, like, just life updates because we haven't talked in a long time, and I was like, well, I've been really quiet since I tried actually actively cutting so much drama out of my life. Like, I've actually tried not to be involved in shit so much now, mm-hmm. and I've been really quiet. Because, you know, I said I was going to make a video just a few days ago, and then I decided not to because I just don't want the fucking drama. Like, I don't, we're going to talk about it, but. Anyway, I was like, you know, I've been quiet since I cut so much of the drama out of my life. And she's like, oh, I haven't. I love drama. I love that. She's just so shameless.
She had your back, though, because could you tell that story I was telling her and Chloe last night? She was getting pissed.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, you're right. She's actually a genuine friend. She's somebody I would call, like, if I, you know, was in a bind and needed a friend, like somebody to talk to me. That's Kirsten. And that is few and far between. Like, I'll call Joe, I'll call Kirsten, I'll call, you know, like my friends at home, Amber, Fallon, Lauren. But as far as like people I've met through social media, Joe and Kirsten.
She called me not long ago and told me about some drama and stuff going on. But we literally sat on the phone for like 10 minutes and I was like, damn, now I'm mad for you.
Yeah. These flowers you got are so gorgeous.
Aren't they pretty?
Yeah. I wish somebody was buying me flowers.
I think you should start being nicer.
No.
I'm just playing.
Damn, that's a big one, Mom.
That's a good one. Chug it.
Wait, how much champagne?
Why'd you get so happy? You like one of them. You know what? One day,
and I'm.
Yeah.
One day what? No?
One day you're going to be very successful. And you're going to be that lady, because your kids are going to be a little older. So you're going to be that lady that, like, right now you're like, you know, I don't really drink. I'd rather not. Maybe every now and then. You're going to wake up and drink mimosas every morning.
And be like my mother.
You're going to have a buzz by 12 o'clock.
Like my mother.
Not a bad thing.
Following in. Well, no, I come from a long line of alcoholics.
So me too.
You know what? What a great.
Actually.
You don't?
It's weird because it got cut off. So like. You go to my grandparents,
right?
Their siblings, their parents, a long line of it. But for some reason, it got cut off at like mom, Tammy, Jessica, us, all of my cousins. Like from our parents down, it kind of just like, I mean, we drink a lot. Like we're not like, yeah, not alcoholics.
Yeah, so I say all the time, and you know, sometimes I'll be like, I'm trash, or I'll say like, I come from trash, and people are like, no, you don't. First of all, why are you doubting me? How do you know? Second of all, I'm being for real.
You know what's funny? I don't come from trash.
I come from trash. Okay, I come from...
But I am trash.
I come from half trash because... Well, I think, too, that's taken as, like, a bad thing. Like, if you say I'm trash, I'm fun. I'm not always fun. I used to be more trashy than I am right now. I've detrashitioned a little.
I think I'm probably trashiest I've ever been. No, that's not true.
No. Probably back when you worked at Ale House.
No, it was after that. It was my weird transition from Mainers to Crossroads. Living right in Seven Springs, I was at Crossroads. I was on the pool table every night. Nasty mm-hmm. girl. I was just dry humping them.
Okay, so.
I was known as like a little nasty whore.
Well, so that's not the kind of trash I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about like for real, just coming from trash, coming from the trailer hood, coming from the houses that smell like cigarettes and the...
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I come from that. My great-grandmother, who raised my mother, she grew up on dirt floors. Being for real.
So did my grandma.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think my grandma's a lot of things, but I don't think she's trashy. You know, she lived in a log cabin. Yeah, she
okay, my grandma grew up on dirt floors, okay? Had, like, she worked in some kind of factory. My granddaddy, like, built the railroads or something. and then they had my Mimi. Well, they had a lot of kids, but my Mimi was the youngest. Listen.
Oh, I'm listening.
My Mimi was the youngest, and she had my mom when she was 17, and she left my mom in a crib all day. And then my great-grandma came and took my mom. And then my mama grew up like, hand me down everything. Do you know how she got her first car? She went and picked out at the junkyard the front half and the back half of two of the same kind of cars. And then they put it together, and they made my mom's first car. I'm talking, I come from trash.
The only thing I can see when you're telling this whole story is your face tat. I'm like, you look so classy. And I looked at your forehead. I was like, you know.
My uncle, who just got out of prison.
Look at you now.
He just told me yesterday. He was like, maybe no more face tattoos.
Swear to God, man, if you get a teardrop under your eye, I'm done.
Oh, God bless.
Y'all, we were in fucking Vegas. And I've never wanted my nose pierced. I still don't really know if I like it.
I love it. I think it looks so good on you.
But we were at the tattoo place because Todd wanted to stop by, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, you should get your nose pierced. And so I called my mom. I was like, hey, it's either nose piercing or face tat. She was like, don't you fucking dare. I said, so nose piercing? She was like, no, not that either. I was like, well, you got to pick one. I ain't picking.
And then she called me and she was so mad. She was not happy.
She's like, don't you dare.
What we're talking about, though, is alcoholism. So it for real runs in the family.
Yeah, starting with my mom and her sisters, it kind of just went away, but... Before that, my family was a little cuckoo.
I wonder if that's why I don't, like, enjoy getting fucked up so often. Because I'm very avoidant. I'm like, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to have to process those things.
You know, that also has to go hand-in-hand with hangovers. My friend Madison, she loves to drink.
Yeah.
But she don't drink as much as she used to because she says her hangovers suck for, like, 2 days.
My hangovers are always horrible, so I don't drink very often.
See, I really don't get them, though. So if that's why I'm able to keep going.
Yeah, see, I can't do that. That's why when y'all are like, shots, you know? Yay, shots. Mm-hmm. I'm always the one that's like, I'm the only one that ever seems like I'm really thinking about whether or not I want to do a shot. And it's because it hurts me the next day.
Right, because I woke up earlier and I was like, I don't think I'm going to drink today. And then as soon as he had the cameras and lights, I was like, ooh, get some beer.
I wasn't going to drink until I thought about champagne. It's been a while since I've had champagne.
Yeah, and if Matt was right now, I was like, hey, I got a bottle of tequila here. I'll be doing shots.
Yeah.
Because I can't say no.
For sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure. So let's talk about...
That was hot.
What were you going to say?
I was going to start with the fact that you got your nose pierced in Vegas and then kind of go a little more into Vegas.
Okay, that's crazy. I was about to say, so let's talk about Vegas.
Oh, okay. All right, well, go. If you've got... I was just going to try to kind of crawl us into it.
No, we don't crawl around here. We sprint.
Okay.
So let's talk about Todd's first flight.
Let's talk about that video you got of him falling in the thing.
Yeah, that was gold. I haven't posted it yet.
It was so good.
So Todd was nervous. I'm nervous on every flight I go on, though.
You were so fucked up. Okay, hold on. Do you remember any of this?
Okay, so I remember leaving here. I remember going to the airport. I remember getting on the plane. I fell asleep. I remember a little bit of the flight because my music wasn't playing.
Okay.
But apparently I had concerts by myself with no music. Was I singing or was I just like...
You were like... you were like headphones in, holding them. And you were like this. And you were like... Like trying to get the rest of the plane to go along with you, I guess. So you were like showing everybody you were having a good time. And I was like, what are you listening to? And you were like, huh? I said, what are you listening to? You're like, oh, nothing.
There was no music. Wow, I really am a psycho.
And then you just put your AirPod back in and you were like, go, yeah, go. I'm like, what are you fucking listening to? You're like, nothing. And but you were mouthing and everything. And the hands is what was getting me because it was one finger. You were like.
Yeah, because I was fucked up.
So fucked up. And then the pilot's wife sat beside us. And then the pilot was with Andrea and Todd.
Todd. Oh.
And the pilot looked at Andrea and was like, he doesn't get out much, does he?
Every night. Really. On flights, no, I really don't.
Yeah, no.
But that flight... The flight there was so good, and I was so drunk, but I remember not feeling like being scared at all. Really? I mean, there were certain parts. So, like, I wasn't nervous about a flight home at all. Really just sat there and watched the movie. At one point, I could see the wing kind of bending a little bit, and I was like, this is it.
That's tough.
I would look about. I got to laugh, though, because usually I'm the scared one, but I knew Todd was more nervous because, like, you could see the wing, like.
Right.
So I would turn around, and every time he looked at me, I laughed. I was like...
I have a video of Todd being like this, like right after we landed. Because as soon as the wheels hit the ground, he was like quite surprised.
See, that's when people like, it hits and they're like, doom, doom. They're like, me, I'm just like, well, I'm ground. This motherfucker could spin now.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Does not matter what it does. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't get to really talk to you guys about, or like after your flight, because I haven't really talked to Andrea. Which I feel like I remember that she texted me, but it's already lost down the line. You know what I mean? For anybody listening, please don't ever take it personally that I don't text back. I lose like my train of thought and then the text gets gone. If it's not in like the first four, if it's not unopened in the first four on my text thread, I'm going to lose it.
So I'm that way with text and Snapchat. Actually, here lately... It's been phone calls. Like, people FaceTiming me or calling me, and they text me like, hey, I had something important to tell you. Call me back. I'm like, I'll call you tomorrow. And then I don't call tomorrow, and then 3 days later, like, you never said. And my response is, I'm sorry, and I probably won't.
I'm going to do like this right here. You're calling me. It's ringing. I'm going to watch it ring. I'm going to hit that little message button. I'm going to say, what's up? And if you say, call me back, I'm going to face down my phone and not have a conversation with you. I gave you an opportunity. I said, what's up? If you couldn't text me, it's over.
I've never been this way. Maybe it has to do with, like, now that, like, I guess, like, I work for my phone more, or, like, it's more like I use it more now than I used to. I don't want to be on it. Like, I don't want to answer a phone call. Used to, I'm like, FaceTime, what up? Now I'm just like... Ugh, fuck.
Boy, when I woke up last night and I had Brady was FaceTiming me, I texted him and said, and I'm waking up, 10-hour drive, coming into Nashville, waking up after being in like an hour-long nap, okay? Brady's FaceTiming me, I text him, what's up? He said, what are you doing? I said, I just woke up. Kirsten calls me. And at this point, I had closed my eyes. So I sat back like this and had my eyes closed. Just I was trying to get out of the sleepy, you know. And it's like, and I saw Kirsten's name and I was like, no, like yelled out. And then I hit the side button and texted her and was like, I am sleeping. What's going on?
So you know what they do? You don't answer?
They call you.
Brady FaceTimed me. Kirsten called me. Kirsten texted me. And it sucks because like I was here doing nothing. So I was like, hey, what's up? They're like, we want to do this. Brady's saying we should go to Whiskey Jam. Kirsten's saying we should go to that rooftop bar. And I'm like, okay, well, Macy don't get here for like 20 more minutes. And they're like, okay, well, do you want to do that? And I'm like, oh, I got to talk to Macy. She's been traveling all day. Well, why don't we just come over and do this? And I'm like, y'all don't understand. I cannot give you an answer because as soon as she walks in that door from traveling all day, the answer is going to be no.
Mm-hmm. And it was
so hard. I need time to convince her.
It was hard pressed to get me out last night too.
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was really nice. I think that's why, like, I had to be careful, and that's why I even say, like, tonight. Like, I know that there's a request for me to be out tonight for a certain occasion. I need to be aware of who I was going to be there. I need to be aware of the vibes because, like, last night there was no way I was going to Whiskey Jam. There was no way to get me to Whiskey Jam. And the reason is because Whiskey Jam's so crowded and large and wild that then I'm like, okay, fine, I'll have a Rebel vodka. Okay, fine, I'll have a Fireball shot. Granted, it takes me a while to get talked into that, but still, I'm really like, don't want to party, don't want to stay out. And then if I do, then I'm gonna like, it's there's down here and up here, it's either cuckoo or not cuckoo at all.
Yeah, and I like both.
Yeah, but last night there was going to be no way to get me a Whiskey Jam.
I didn't want to go either. Whenever we were like decided to go, so I figured you were going to, after Live Oak, say we're either going to Red Door or we're going to Whiskey Jam. And I want to go to Red Door with Chloe and Kirsten because mm-hmm. I knew like at the Red Door we're going home. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was just on Broadway the night before. I wasn't trying to go last night.
Yeah, and I'm not very often actually trying to go to Broadway. I don't even love going to karaoke anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I like to just sit and chill.
No, I think you go through your habits. Like, I think in your mind you're like, oh, I'm not a drinker anymore. I don't like Broadway. And then next, let's say you're here in 2 months and it's summer and it's hot outside, you're going to want to go to drink and you're going to want to go to Broadway.
I go through ways, but then I'm still going to wake up in the morning and be like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have went to Broadway and got fucked up and stayed out till 4 a.m. because I feel like shit today. You know what I mean? Which, granted, that's not true because it just depends on what I have to do. I didn't want to feel bad this morning, so I didn't go out and get fucked up. I don't have anything to do tomorrow. We don't have anything to do tomorrow, but except for a meeting. We just have a meeting.
I thought that was Thursday. Can we move it tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Our meeting is Thursday. But we can move that to tomorrow, yeah. So, yeah, we just have a meeting and then, like, I have nothing else to do. And then I have rights throughout the week, but the only thing I actually have to do that's late is that show on the 10th.
You know what we should do tomorrow?
What should we do?
What we do in Kinston, Amazing Read Day, where all we do is make stupid TikToks and then we just go out and do stupid shit.
Yeah, we should do that. We haven't done that in a long time.
We haven't. We don't ever do that in Nashville. It's always work, work, work.
Yeah, we just work. But we canceled tomorrow, so fuck it. There's one other day where I don't have anything to do, and I think it is that day that I scheduled that meeting.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
There's no plans tomorrow on Thursday.
Yep.
Because we were supposed to film tomorrow, too.
Yeah, but we don't have anything to fucking talk about. We're boring.
I mean, there's stuff I can talk about. You know what I mean?
Did we get completely segued off of, like, the summer predictions? We did. I was talking about Key West, and then it just went into, like, a depression talk for a minute.
Oh, we suck.
Sorry. All right. Manifestations for the summer. I don't think I'm going to play Riders Fest. I think I'm going to play CMA Fest. I feel it.
Do you feel it?
Well, I mean, I applied in... When did I apply? I applied in November.
Yeah.
Or October.
It was October.
It was October. I applied in October for CMA Fest. Supposed to go back in April. So I'm just like, I'm going ahead and saying that. I'm playing CMA Fest. Come see me. I don't know where I'm playing it yet, but I'm playing CMA Fest. And then, so I think I'll be back here for that. We have the cruise. mm-hmm. in June. So we're going to Mexico in June. We're also planning our Toxic Talk vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Which we need to add that to our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make an agenda for our meeting. But, yeah, we're doing that, and we're going.
Is that it so far?
I think that's it.
That's crazy.
But I do know we need to take the kids on a vacation. I do know we have said 100 times we were going to get a place. It was going to be like me, you, Todd, Chris, Joan, Brandon, whole crowd. Do we have other people?
Damien.
Yep.
Andrea.
I was trying to think of girls. Yeah, Andrea. I felt like there were other girls that we said we would do that with. But anyway, we're going to get a house somewhere. You know me, I'm going to be preferable to Topsail, but whatever.
You can go wherever.
I would like to get a place in Topsail.
I think we should make them come to North Carolina.
Oh, 100%. I'm not good. No, like, yeah. I don't want to go to another beach. Like, I want to bring them to, like, home beach, and mm-hmm. I want them to be just doing what we did for the summers.
Yeah.
Because our summers were simply island and water and beach all day. Boats, whatever, all day, and then
beach bar go the home. Night.
Yeah, take a shower, eat dinner real fast. It's like a hamburger somebody grilled out back. You know, like you're not going out to dinner. You're just eating hot dogs at the house, and then go out to. So we could do that Emerald Isle, or we could do that Topsail. I would rather do it in Topsail, but that's because I grew up on Topsail.
Yeah, Emerald Isle is so much fun. We got 34 North E Club.
34 North is so boring. Now what? I did go to, what's it called for the first time? Starts with an R.
Riptides.
Yeah, I went to Riptides for the first time. That's where that guy put his hands around my neck when I finally let him kiss me. Not going to be doing that again.
I feel like me and you are so, like, with everything I went through and then whatever you went through.
We're
so traumatized. You literally, she could be a 10 on Broadway and be like, oh, you're cute. And I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
Here's my number. Call me in about a year.
I think it's good that I don't want. I've never been single. I was saying that to Kirsten last night. I've never once. When I say I've never been single, I've had times where I didn't have a boyfriend, but I've never not had somebody paying attention to me. Dude, I'm not checking my phone for nobody. I'm not waking up in the morning getting a snap from a certain somebody or getting a text from a certain somebody or nothing.
So how you feel right now, waking up and being like, damn, I ain't got shit. That's been me since. Well, like 2 years.
Well, it's not even that it's like disappointing for me because it's like, I'm like, whew, sigh of relief, you know? But used to?
I can't tell you last time I've had.
In my defense, I'm going to be so raw and real right this second. There's two that could be in my phone right this second. I think about them all the time. They were on my roster back before I got back with Creek Boy. They were on my roster. And then I got back with Creek Boy, and they both got girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I think it is? You know why I think I'm only thinking about them two? Because you used to pick on me all the time for how ugly my roster was. And they're the two hottest on my roster. And I think now I'm simply so disconnected that I'm only looking for looks. So I'm like, okay, the two hottest, like, they have girlfriends.
So probably you're right, but also the fact that they're unavailable right now in the moment probably makes you want them a little bit more.
That's so true.
Because if they were blowing up your phone right now,
I'd be like, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Because that one, the one with the name, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? The weird name?
Tell me how you met him, and I don't know.
No, you haven't met him, but he was the one-night stand. Not me, but,
okay. I know them from stories. I don't know their names.
Okay, so he was the one-night stand from Wilmington when I stayed in Wrightsville.
Was that the wedding?
No. That's the hottest one. And he wasn't a one-night stand. We only, like, made out, and then he gave me his shirt.
Oh, that's the shirt, dude.
He's the hottest one. He's the one I sent you screenshots of his Instagram, because he's fucking hot. I'm talking about the one that had the baby mama, and I didn't find out until the next morning because his cousin came out, and she was like, did y'all sleep together last night? And I was like, yeah.
No, Macy.
Yes, he's so hot.
He's the ugliest little thing I've ever seen, like a little rat. The only reason you like him because you said the sex was good.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He was. You know what? You know what he looks like?
What?
You know, and I get it. He looks like the type that I would. You have a face tat, no offense. He had doesn't he have face tats, right?
He has one.
He has a face tattoo. He has a neck he looks like face tattoo. Y'all would make a good couple. He looks like the couple that I would walk by the street at night and like put my phone in my pocket. So, you know what? You have a type.
Okay.
Come on. You saw him walking by you at night alone on Broadway. You'd probably hold your purse a little tighter.
No, because let's be for real. That's how I met that one dude on the street corner that night because I had left my keys at Aldean's and that dude walked up to me and he straight up looked like a drug dealer. But I was like, yeah, you can have my snap. Just because he was, yeah, you're right. I have a type. He ended up being super weird, though. And he kept sending me, like, snaps of, like, him getting in somewhere through the back way. And I'm like, bro, you know the cooks. I don't think you're... Yeah.
Do you remember that video I showed you last night for the Chick-fil-A girl?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What'd she do? No Chick-fil-A sauce?
Can I just, do you have a barbecue? No Chick-fil-A?
Bro, I laughed my ass off as much as I did last night. That's fun.
Yeah, we're fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. We're going to go through it, me and you. But we are tied in, locked in. Did you think we were done when we had the fight not too long ago?
No.
Okay, well, good for you because that makes one of us. I sat on the floor in the airport waiting for my gate with my hood over my head crying on the phone to Joe. I was on the phone with Joe for like an hour and a half.
Oh, so you're just dramatic.
Reed, I walked out of the hotel and was like, okay. And you were like, safe flight. And I was like, yep.
Yeah, then call me the next day. How was your flight?
That's not true.
You're telling me I have all the fights we have and I've called you the next day and act like you couldn't be mad at me anymore. You thought I was going to be pissed.
I'm saying you didn't call me the next day.
No, I was fucking drunk in Vegas still.
No, I didn't think you were pissed as much as I was like processing so much and you weren't.
There was nothing to be processed.
There was for me.
Oh.
Because you, I feel like you said things you don't remember.
No, I remember everything.
Do you remember what you said?
Macy, I remember everything.
Huh. So to you, it was just like, oh, we don't need to talk about that.
Hmm?
So to you, it was just like, oh, we don't need to talk about that.
No, we do, but I mean, not right now. Or it's not something that's...
Oh, no, you don't want to just put your mouth on this microphone and talk about it? No, I don't think
do you?
No.
Fuck it, let's go for it.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Fuck it, I'm down. Just kidding, let's not. Anyway, we had an argument. Here's the thing with me. I'm over it. If not the next day, you give me 48 hours, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
I was over it the next morning.
Well, okay, here's the reason why I don't think it's that monumental for us to be like, let's break it down. Like, you know what I said, I know what you said. Granted, I thought you were drunk, so I didn't think you remembered everything. But knowing that now doesn't like really change what I feel like we should talk about. Because me, personally, I feel like we both have a very clear understanding of how each other processes things. It's just, I have that, what we've talked about a thousand times, I have that clouded judgment where I'm like, okay, well, this is such a big deal to me. It must be such a big deal to them. But really what it comes down to is like, you said what you said, I said what I said. I don't think that it's as major as it was in my mind at that time. Granted, it weighed so heavy on me in that time that I was like, I called Trey the next day and was like, he was just asking about like how the trip went or whatever. And I was like, dude, it was all I could do to not allow myself to cry going through TSA. And I wish you could have seen me trying my absolute fucking best to hold it back to the point where I looked so stupid because I was like standing there, like my backpack had come through, but my suitcase was still way inside. Like, put my shoes on and I put my backpack on and I was waiting for my suitcase to come through. And I was standing like chewing on my bottom lip and I shit you not, no facial expression. No, you know, usually when you cry, you're like, you know what I mean? Like, you make facial expression. No facial expression. That's how hard I was holding it back. And the tears just started dripping. Like, I probably looked fucking nuts because it was like stale face holding on to my backpack.
My mom used to watch The Hills. Did you ever see The Hills where Lauren would cry? And she would just be looking at the camera and it would just...
And it would just drip. That was me. Like, that looks fucking insane. That was insane. The
hottest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, well, that was me. So I'm like hands on my backpack and I'm like... And then just... drips out of my eyes and I just like look down and pat it and then look back up, wait for my bag, and I couldn't stop it. Like, the tears were just streaming out of my eyes and I could not stop it. See, like, I wasn't uncontrollably crying.
They see, that's just sad, because you know what I was doing? You left the room and I was like, I'm fucking annoyed. And then they were like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know, why don't we go explore? And then we really act like nothing, we didn't talk about it. We went to the bar, we started taking shots and we went and explored.
Yeah, and I, so I was the opposite end of that. So I was crying. So once I realized that I wasn't going to make it stop, I was like, okay, I have to talk to somebody. So I called Jay. I was like, here's how, you know, here's everything that went down. And she talked me through it. And then she was like, you know, she gave me a better perspective. Like, she told me, I didn't know her. She's actually like got a lot of a story. And I don't want to give away too many details because Joe's story. So I'm not going to sit here and like, but she has a story. She has an actual testimony. And so she was, you know, telling me like her thought process through all her stuff. And then she was like, and I think this is a good thing. Like, I think you having to sit here and process how you're feeling right now without being able to talk to him or have him take responsibility for it, this is good. Like, you need to think about it in this way. And you need to think about how you handle things from here on out. Like, these emotions are your responsibility. And I talk about that all the time. You know, like, your emotions are your responsibility. It has nothing to do with me. But I had my reaction to your emotional reaction. And that goes back to what we were saying earlier. I get so offended when somebody doesn't feel the way that I think that they should feel about something.
And let me tell you something. In that room, I knew because I do love you, but if it's not something, sometimes, not all the time, but if it's something you don't want to hear, you don't agree with, you get pissed.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, you don't get to.
Yeah.
And you were like, Either way, whatever, you walked out. And then I was like, she don't get to do that. You don't get to make me feel like I'm stupid.
Yeah.
One thing I'm not, I mean, I am stupid, but like, you're not going to make me feel stupid when I have validation to the way I feel.
That's what it was.
And then whenever you sent that text message, I swear to God, I read the text message and I was like, we're good.
Yeah. And it was because I had this whole conversation with Joe. So like, in my mind now it was, okay, not only have I, you know, now going through what this is and like not sure how Reed feels about it, but also I now have to sit in how I'm feeling it now, how I'm emotionally processing it now. I have to sit in that without knowing if Reed's going to be on the same page. Essentially, I have fucked up. Like, I have had an emotional reaction that I should not have had, walked out on that emotional reaction and left it with him. And now I don't get to talk to him for 4 hours. And I'm going to be on this flight for 4 hours. And that was the hardest part. Originally, you know, I was like, okay, don't feel how you feel. Don't, you know, I don't care what you have to say in this. I have to say what I have to say. And it is what it is. And then in sitting in that realization that that wasn't fair of me, that I shouldn't have said that, that I shouldn't have stormed out, you know, and been like, fuck you and how you feel. You don't get to feel that way. That was like a double whammy. So you're just over there like, okay, it's fine because she apologized and like it's over. But I was like, I don't know if that was enough. I don't know if I need to make up for it. I don't know if I need to do better. And that type of shit sends me into a spiral. But you know what that means? At least I give a shit. You know what I mean?
I will say that, and I really mean this, that one message that you sent change how it was gonna go.
Yeah, because had I not cared and been, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not self-aware. Like, 9 times out of 10, I know when I'm like, damn, that was kind of...
Well, you know what? And I'm the same way. But we're both in the moment.
So headstrong.
It takes us leaving and being like, ooh. Okay, maybe I shouldn't. Because we got an argument. Even me. Like, I'm an ass... Well, I'm nice, but I'm an asshole sometimes. But then, like, if somebody actually, like, sits me down, like, this is where I came from. This is why you hurt my feelings. Usually, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's so true. I'm sorry.
Well, and that's why it was good that I had Joe, because I was able to be like, oh, yeah, you're right. That wasn't fair of me. Because, I mean, I didn't tell her anything dishonest. I was like, we got back to the room. Reed told me I was fucking up, that I didn't have any right to act the way that I was acting. And Reed also called me out on some behaviors that he observed that, to me, were non-existent. And did Andrew tell you whenever we were walking out of the room, I was like, did I? Like, he said that I did this. Did I do that? And, like, be real with me. And Andrew was like, if you don't want me to sugarcoat it, yeah, I noticed it as well. And I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy.
You know what? And I told Joe and Andrea, I was like, props to them, because fake people she could have easily walked out of the room and be like, Macy, no, you're right. You're right. He overreacted. And Joe could have told you what you wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm. And neither one of them did that.
Mm-mm.
Andrea told me behaviors that she noticed. Joe told me that she was seeing a lot of herself in me, and that she had emotionally reacted that way before and felt like she was the victim and really she wasn't. And I think that was a big thing too, was I was so triggered by that. You were like, no, you don't get to act like the victim. And I was like, you always fucking say that to me, like, fuck you, that doesn't matter, that doesn't make sense. But the thing is I am, whenever I'm saying like, hey, you don't get to feel that way because of me. And now I'm mad at you for feeling that way because of me. That is me being the victim. So even in, like, I created that whole situation 100%. Now, the fight we had before, whenever you didn't want to be friends with me anymore because the girl told you not to, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Even then, like, you were bringing points to me and I was saying, like, no, you don't get to feel that way. Like, that's not fair. Here's what is being said to you. Like, I explained the whole thing through. That was like a victim, you know, mentality type thing. But that was because there was a villain. But in this situation, there was no villain. Mm-hmm. And I was like pissed off at you for having emotions. So we're going to go through this shit because we're friends. Like, we're actual real friends and we're going to have like a long friendship. So we're going to fucking
fight.
You think
I ain't been through this shit with Kayla Fitzgerald? Kaylee, well, me and Kaylee are not really, but me and Kaylee are super close, but we've only really been close for like, a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, you guys had just started getting closer, like, and doing your Tuesdays and stuff whenever. Mm-hmm,
right before I moved.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kayla Fitzgerald's been one of my longest fucking years. Sometimes we do.
Mm-hmm. Just can't help it. And yeah. I don't want to not be friends with you because you're one of the realest motherfuckers I know.
We're gonna dab it up.
Okay, so long story short, we're fine. Everything's fine.
I think we'd be better. The more arguments we have, we don't need a lot of arguments, but when you learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And I've said this 100 million times. I've learned more lessons in the past year than I have learned in my whole entire life. I've learned more about myself because I have finally jumped into like everything that I want to do and everything I want to put my effort into. That is going to be a learn and grow process. So that's okay. I'm good to go. You want to close this one out?
I'm so glad your mom got this beer, but I hate Miller.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
You want to close your out?
This has been... No, I'm just kidding.
This has been your afternoon session of Toxic Talk.
Thanks, no, this ain't even been Toxic Talk. This has been fucking therapy.
Mm-hmm. This has been good. This has been nice.
You know what people say on live? Is that like, whenever we're all on live, like, they feel like part of a FaceTime.
Yeah.
And then just sitting here, me and you, like, I forgot we were even recording for a minute.
We were getting it out.
Yeah.
I had a feeling we were gonna. I didn't necessarily expect a conversation, like, to be, like, healing or anything. Like, I didn't feel like there was anything we needed to fix. But I did have a feeling we were going to get to a point where we were talking about, like, actual things that we both have had on our minds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, Vegas was fun. 10 out of 10. I hope to go back this summer for a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, thanks for watching or listening. Whatever y'all do.
Whatever you do. Thanks for being here. I hope you have the day you deserve.
Facts.
On the next episode of Toxic Talk with Macy and Reed.
I don't know why you had to call me weird, man. I was the same guy. I just looked different.
I said you're weird looking.
Oh, damn. Okay, Reed.
Follow us on TikTok and Instagram and get brand new merch at themacynicole.com.